All right. Here we go. And a one. And a two. And welcome to the Tales from the Longbox podcast. This is episode 41, Avengers Assemble. My name is Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard.
And I'm Murray Fox.
Yes, and as you can tell from the titles, today's title that we will be talking about, the Avengers movie, finally. Everybody's seen it? And we are ready to talk about it.
Spoilers.
Yes, we'll be spoiling. Unfortunately, it is unavoidable, but you can get the soundtrack already. Okay, anyway, yeah, there's the soundtrack. You can hear it. Yes, we were talking about Avengers today. So, let's start with I'm a little silly this morning. Let's start with our initial thoughts on it, and then we can go into details after that. So, Caleb, you were chomping at the bit, so I'll let you get started first.
All right. So, I'm already planning on seeing this for a second time. Let me just preface everything by saying that, because I don't go to movies a second time at the theater. It's just, it's too freaking expensive and usually not worth it. But I think I'm going to be sneaking out early from work one day in the next week or two and go see the 3D version, which I didn't. I saw the 2D version with the kids.
Yeah, that's what we saw.
I may risk the 3D version, or I may not. I mean, I may just go 2D again. Word is that 3D only really matters in the last half hour or so.
Okay.
The big battle. I thought the balance of the characters was really good. I was a little disappointed that Hawkeye was kind of taken out of the Avengers for most of the movie. I mean, he was there, but he wasn't part of the Avengers for most of the movie.
Yeah.
I'm a Hawkeye fan, though. I can't
see that. I think they might have done that to show how, because of all the characters, he's had the least pre-Avengers movie screen time. And because he was only in a little bit in Thor.
Right. And
he didn't even do anything. He just, just had to stood there.
Yeah, he was hanging that crane up above the...
I might have mentioned before on the podcast, my wife and I started like on the Friday before we were going to go see it, and we watched every single Marvel movie in the order that they came out.
Oof.
Before we went to see it.
Except the Ang Lee one, right?
Yeah, well, no, that one doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
That never happened. No, the Incredible Hulk one with it. Hulk. with Ed Norton. He would have been in the Avengers movie, but he wanted such control over the script. Now, this is what I'm remembering off the top of my head. He wants such control of the script that they ended up getting the other guy, which I think it was fine. But anyway, continue.
No, I mean, not much else to say. I mean, I think Jeremy Renner was really good as Hawkeye when he was on screen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to his Born, or whatever his character's name is, run. I know my wife is. She's got a not so private crush on the guy.
He's been in a lot of movies lately. He was in Ghost Protocol too. Mission Impossible 3 movie. But anyway,
Mission Impossible 4.
You're right. Exactly.
I even didn't mind Scarlett Johansson, who I generally despise.
Why is that exactly?
Just dumb people bother me. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, she is. Well, she's still young. I mean, you know.
She's dumb as a sack of dumb. I mean, she really is.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take your word for it. I haven't really heard that much interviews. I just usually just stare at her.
Yeah, her James Spader and
James Spader. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, a few others. Not James Spader. I'm sorry. That's wrong. Not James Spader.
It would be on mine.
What am I? The guy from 127 Hours, Planet of the Apes guy.
Oh yeah, he was Green Goblin.
Dick Franco.
Oh, James Franco. Franco. Yeah, James Franco. Right. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't know he was that dumb.
he appears dumb. I don't know. Anyway. And yeah, that's off topic. Off topic.
Yes.
Let's see what else. I like the Gwyneth Paltrow cameos. I thought that was really cool, keeping with the Iron Man continuity. I thought they kept the humor from Iron Man and from Thor spot on. I was a little worried that Joss Whedon would change the type of humor that was going on in the movie, but it was
no, that's right up his alley. If you've ever watched Firefly or Buffy, you know that he excels at that.
No, he does. I just was worried that he was going to change the kind of tone. Because in Iron Man, it was almost improvised, where Thor, it was incredibly scripted, obviously, because it was, you know, the whole Shakespearean thing going on. But he maintained a balance of that, as well as the straight-laced Captain America stuff that went on in that movie. I thought Mark Ruffalo, like you said, great as Bruce Banner.
Oh, yeah.
And the Hulk stuff was really cool, though.
Yeah, I read – oh, sorry. I just – things pop in my head. If I don't say them, I'll forget.
You read?
They signed him up – Marvel has signed him up for 6 movies.
Jesus. Okay.
Including a Hulk movie with him in it. Now, I don't know about the rest of them, but anyway, continue.
Good Lord, so they've got that many Avengers – whatever. I mean,
well, they got something with him in it anyway. It might not all be – I mean, Disney owns it, but he's got a contract for 6 movies, so.
With Disney, not Marvel. Okay.
Well, no, it said with Marvel, but they could put him in a Disney movie if they wanted to. So, anyway. Which is technically the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, well, go ahead.
I thought that the Hulk scenes were really, really cool, and he, my wife did note that he changed size from scene to scene, though. That is kind of in line with the comic book. He does tend to change size. Yeah,
he does.
They always keep showing we have a Hulk line in the commercials, but actually the best line in the movie I thought was my secret is I'm always angry.
Yeah, that was cool as hell.
Yeah.
And he seemed to have a lot more control too, which might have to do with him being angry all the time.
Yeah, you're right, because the only time he really lost control was when he was hurt up on the helicarrier.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was fighting the I don't know what those alien critters were called. But
I don't know.
I think they were called the Chitauri.
Yeah, that's it.
From Ultimates, correct. Yeah.
Oh, is that where they came from?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like, I think they're supposed to be like the ultimate version of the Skrull, maybe, or something.
I see. I wondered where that came from, because I've never heard of them.
That was a Mark Millar. Who drew Ultimates, the first one? I don't remember.
Brian Hitch.
Brian Hitch, yeah, a creation. Trying to think. I mean, there were so many cool moments. I mean, we could talk the whole 2.5 hour movie and probably fill up 6 hours here on the podcast easily. But there were some great moments. The fight with Thor, Iron Man, and Captain America was cool.
Which was
Yeah, and it was so Marvel, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It's like I talked about the JLA Avengers thing. That's how the Marvel Universe deals with things. They beat the crap out of it. So,
is that what you meant, Marie? Is that it just blow shit up and
Well, I mean, it was Kirk.
They get together, they fight, and they like, I mean, you can't have a Marvel team up without a big battle before the before the team up, and that was classic. When
meet for the first time, there's going to be fisticuffs.
You're right, absolutely. And the introduction of Black Widow. I mean, again, I think Scarlett Johansson she makes my skin crawl. But that scene where she's all tied up in the chair, and she's quote unquote being interrogated.
And she says, I'm in the middle of an interrogation, and she's the one tied up. I loved it. That was awesome.
And that seemed to be her thing. I don't know a lot about the Black Widow character in the comic books.
Well, she started out as an Iron Man villain, actually, but she was always a spy.
Right. Again, I don't have any complaints I might have about this movie. are nitpicky complaints. There weren't there weren't any glaring things that jumped out like, oh my god, this movie is totally screwing this up, or I thought they did a good job
of new, quote unquote, new material, but still being true to the comics, I think.
Absolutely. The Hulk Loki moment was a classic moment, which I could watch over and over and over.
I laughed my ass off. That was so funny. And the part where Hulk and Thor were fighting on top of that fighter, and it went into the building, and they're standing there, and all of a sudden Hulk reaches up, wham, just knocks him down. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It seemed like to me that the trigger in the helicarrier was he was out of control because how he was triggered. If he triggers himself, he has a little bit more. I mean, it seemed like, you know, without going into, they didn't go into detail about it. So, anyway, yeah. No,
Hulk mad. That's all you need to know about the Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Cap's giving those orders, and Hulk. Smash. A big smile on his face. So.
Beginning to end, the introduction of Mark Ruffalo when he's in the cabin in wherever that backwards country he was in.
Yeah. BFE.
It was, we didn't, those who didn't know who he was supposed to be, mm-hmm. I think might have been a little. What might have been lost on what his significance was, but
yeah. See, if they watched that one with Ed Norton, it tied in closely with that.
In what way? I mean, again, it's been a while since I've watched that. So
well, it that's basically how they left it. And him in some cabin in some jungle, and he's was doing that was the very last scene. Ed Norton's in a lotus position, and he's meditating, and then he opens his eyes. With a big smile on his face, and then they go in a close-up, and they're that Hulk green. And that's how they end the movie. It's like he's learning to control it. So that's why I think if that had been watched again, and that came out the same year as Iron Man, as a matter of a fact. And, they talked about the Super Soldier Serum. That's what they were researching, Banner and the rest of them were actually researching. You know, General Ross wanted it to be weaponized, but they were researching, trying to get the research going again about the Super Soldier Serum, and he injected it into himself, and that's what turned him into the Hulk. So.
Oh. I didn't remember that. Maybe I should pull that movie out. I don't give it enough credit, I think.
It's really, really, that other one left such a bad taste in your mouth. I can understand that, because it was complete and utter crap. But the other one was just so much better. What I loved about it is they tied in that the TV show aspect. They even play that theme song through a lot of it off and on. And him like running from place to place trying to keep people safe. And Lou Ferrigno even has a cameo in it. And they just did a good job on it.
Well, Lou Ferrigno actually did the voice of the Hulk in that movie, if I remember my...
He might have, yeah.
And he gave 110%, I'm sure.
Oh, he did, yes.
And he charged $50 for every photograph.
And probably 20 a word, too. But hey, if I was in a 70s TV show, I'd be at conventions, too.
So I think I saw you there. No,
you probably did.
That was you. You were the big deaf guy. I'm sorry.
But anyway.
Moment to moment, the start of the movie with Loki showing up and taking control of the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents as well as Hawkeye.
There's another thing from that movie. That was at the end of the Thor movie is when Loki was controlling that older doctor even back then, and he showed him the at the very, very end, the cut scene right after the credits.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you first see the Cosmic Cube. You actually see it, or the Tesseract, as they call it in the movie. That you see it there before you see it in the Captain America movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry. From that, and then it shifted over to, I guess it shifted over to the Black Widow mm-hmm. scene. It shifted over to the Black Widow scene, and then it shifted to getting Iron Man or Tony Stark in this case. Just some great touches. I think it was interesting that we didn't see Thor for must have been at least 40 minutes into the movie before we actually even saw him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had to do it right. Because at the Thor movie, they made it just like, okay, nobody knew where Loki was. And there was the Rainbow Bridge was broken, so there was no way to get to Earth. So, I mean, I think they had to have Loki showing up somehow be what brought Thor there. So, yeah. So.
Anyway, those are thoughts. I'm sure I've got a lot more, and I'll probably, I've got a lot more to say in the movie. But just overall, I left with a really good feeling about the movie. I anticipated I would. I mean, Jesus, we weren't going to see it until Sunday, and I dragged my wife and kids to a 7 o'clock show on opening day, which could have turned out to be a real disaster given the crowds that were seeing this movie. But
oh yeah.
It was a good crowd. It was the sound was right. The perfect previews for the movie.
Our previews were terrible.
Oh, were they?
Ugh. There were like 30-second clips, and that was it. And they were done in a minute. Ugh.
Well, we got to see.
I want like half an hour of previews.
Okay. Well, we had Dark Knight Returns, Brave, Amazing Spider-Man, yep. and Expendables 2.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they started showing a lot of actual commercials, even ones you see that exactly like ones on television. So I down here. So anyway, in the colonies.
Down here, south of the border. Mm-hmm.
So
that again, I the experience was good. My kids liked it, though. My youngest was actually surprisingly she was falling asleep because I forced everyone to stay through the credits, of course. So my little one was just out like a light by the time we got to
just worn out from all the actions, you know.
It was freaking 10:30 by the time we got out of there, so that didn't help her either.
Yeah, we saw a 10 o'clock movie, so it was after midnight by the time we got out.
What else? Again, beginning to end. Again, I could nitpick, but I'll save that for a little bit later.
All right. So
that's my feeling. Great movie. I will go again. I will own it.
Oh, absolutely. Four disc director's edition with the extra half hour of content.
Extra half hour of content.
Yes, that part is actually true. I read that already. They said it like the days after the movie came out that the DVD/Blu-ray is going to have 30 extra minutes.
Jesus.
Wow. Whedon was quoted that. Now, yeah, one thing we haven't mentioned. Was that in the pre-show? That was in the pre-show, yes. It's over $1 billion worldwide money made, and it has become Disney's largest release in history. That's a lot of moolah, people.
Totally.
And see, the thing is, this is probably the greatest comic book related movie ever made.
Oh, okay. It's Chris's turn.
Seriously, it brings all these elements in all those other movies, and Marvel did. And now the Batman, the newer Batman movies, Dark Knight Returns, or not Dark Knight Returns, The Dark Knight and Batman Begins. Those are great movies too, and they're way up there. Until I see the third one, I mean, it might be even better. But as a the term what you would call a superhero, And this is more superhero-y in an aspect because they made Batman try to be more realistic. If that makes sense. That's my distinction here.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
It's a lot darker and, you know, a different kind of... I mean, this movie, you could take anybody to. And the reason I say it's one of the best is because how they, you know, they gave all the characters a good amount of screen time all throughout. They all had good lines and all that other, but the whole superhero concept, in my eyes, is really represented well in this movie, and it hasn't been done that good, in my opinion, since Spider-Man 2. I think that up until this point, that was my, you know, number one or two, and at least in the top three, because of the way, you know, in that scene on the tram where he's using all those webs trying to slow the subway train down.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that is what a superhero is, or a hero in general, and that's why I say that. And I loved the movie. I really did. And they did such a wonderful job. You know, all the build up. And that's the only way they could have done it that way, because with all those characters in it, without their own movies ahead of them, they probably couldn't have done it as good as they did. You know? And I'm trying to think.
You put this above Spider-Man 2, you put this above Superman, you put this above the first Batman movie, the one with the Michael Keaton one.
I don't even count those.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't even know. Once Batman Begins came out, all those other Batman movies ceased to exist. That's my concern.
Michael Keaton is the Earth 2 Batman.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they were good movies for their time. You know, that came out the year I graduated from high school, okay, 1989. I mean, at the time, I mean, that was – without that movie, these others wouldn't have been possible, I would think. And then they just got progressively worse. And then that last one, Batman and Robin, was a total, you know, bucket of crap. It was terrible. Spider-Man, the first two Spider-Man movies were great because they stayed close to the source material, and then they had Spider-Man 3 and completely ruined it. And in a way, my biggest thing with the older Batman movies was they had to have – I don't remember the first one. Technically they had two, but they seemed to have that – we got to have two villains. One villain isn't enough, which is a bunch of crap. If you do it right, you know, because like the second one, it was just Dr. Octopus. And then, okay, in the third one, you had the good, bad Green Goblin, you had Sandman, and then you had Venom all in the same movie in the third one, and that was ridiculous. You know, it made it so choppy. And in the second Batman movie, you know, the older one, you had Catwoman and the Penguin, you know, and then Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy, and the one after that, and it was just unnecessary, you know, and Two-Face and the Joker and the one after that. They need to stop doing that.
You mean Two-Face and the Riddler.
Yeah, Two-Face and the Riddler, that's what I meant. That's what the problem was with those. You can have just one villain, and technically, well, I don't know, the aliens could be counted as a second, but they were a force of Loki's. But having one villain and focusing on it and doing it good, that focuses the movie, and that's what made that so much better, in my opinion.
Okay. So now, are you going to see it a second, third, fifth? 10th time.
Oh, I'll see it again, just depending on when. It made me think about that, actually, sneaking out early and going to see it.
Yeah. This week. I mean, not counting DVD watchings, which that's it, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. When you get a DVD, that'll probably be a once-a-month thing. I don't know. But, you know, I haven't seen Avengers in like an hour. I think it's time to watch it again.
Time to watch it again.
So, okay. You know, But yeah, I mean it was the greatest yet, by all means. And a lot of that, in my eyes, has to do with Joss Whedon.
So better than Ghost World, better than Barbarella, better than...
I don't think I've ever seen that. Barbarella, yeah. I have seen, and that was bad, even with the nakedness.
There was nakedness in Barbarella?
Wasn't there?
I mean, in Barbarella there was. Yes, yeah, you're right. We did see it.
Hannah and Jane and all?
Yeah, we did see Jane Fonda's boobs. You're right.
You know, Hannah and Jane, get it right.
Okay.
Youngsters, that just went right over their head, but that's okay. We won't do a history lesson here. This is a comic book podcast.
But we could talk about that's where Duran Duran got their name from and everything.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it seems like I read something like that.
The villain from Barbarella was Duran Duran.
Yeah, the villain's so bad you had to name him twice.
Murray, have you ever seen Barbarella?
I have never seen it.
Isn't that like a French comic strip or something like that?
Yeah,
it's like bad 50s space opera done in the 60s, and they made a movie out of it, and Jane Fonda was in it. It's pretty out there. But,
but if Duran Duran got inspiration from it, that's reason alone to
you might need to check it
take
out.
Take a peek. Ooh, they've got a lyric that says Electric Barbarella in one of their songs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember which song.
I have no idea. I don't know them that well. So.
Mm. Oh, and it's actually Duran in the movie.
They didn't want to be a direct copy then.
They wanted it to be subtle.
Subtle, yes, very subtle.
Very.
So,
oh right, well there we go.
So Murray, what did you think of it?
I liked it. I mean, it was no TV show, but it was good. It was very, very good. I mean, yeah, like I think I'm just a TV guy, but going to the movies, if I'm going to go to the movies, this was a really good movie to see. Like it was lots of action, lots of character moments. The characters rang true to me too. Like Cap seemed like Cap, and Iron Man. I don't know if Iron Man seems like what he is in the books. He doesn't seem Man in the movies doesn't seem to me like the Iron Man that I see in the Avengers. But I prefer the Iron Man in the movies. So
yeah, that's it. Seems like to me that they've started writing when those movies got big. They started writing him like that because he sure seems like that arrogant playboy in Avengers versus X-Men. In my opinion.
He's got an arrogance, but he's not... Well, I guess there's a little bit of the playboy stuff there, but not... Like, in the movie, he was so cool. Like, who wouldn't want to be Tony Stark? Holy smokes.
Yeah, that's true.
That was cool. I like that. And Thor was exactly what you want from a Thunder God, and... Yeah, Hawkeye probably did get a little bit of a short shrift there, but I'm sure he'll pop up in the sequel quite prominently. So
they might even give him his own movie.
Yeah, yikes.
Nah, you don't think that's a good idea?
No.
I'll watch Arrow, possibly, but that's about it.
Yeah, because I don't think Black Widow character could hold up a movie either.
Yeah, see, this is what I hope they don't take the super success of this movie and then decide, ooh, we need a Black Widow movie, we need a Hawkeye movie, we need a...
Yeah, there's been rumors of an Ant-Man movie.
Ant-Man, I think, would be okay. I would be cool with an Ant-Man movie if it got him into the Avengers. That's what I missed. I missed seeing, like, the Wasp and Giant Man in the Avengers. But,
yeah.
But you know what? Like, they had six characters, so that's...
Well, and that's what that to me was like made them seem so out of place, so out of their depth, you know, like Batman trying to fight hand to hand with Darkseid, you know, or, you know, Darkseid, however you pronounce it.
And they had more than six. I mean, they also had Nick Fury in there. They had Coulson. They had Maria Hill.
These guys are. I mean, they're there for sure. They were. Well, I guess Coulson had a bit of a part to play.
Yes.
Man, that pissed me off. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. No, that's fine. I agree totally. I did. I mean, it made sense. The characters needed a defining moment that made them want to care. Which the Cap, I don't know. But yeah, it just wasn't personal enough to them for whatever reason. They had their egos or whatever. But anyway.
Even more than Nick Fury, Coulson was really a character who was in every one of the movies.
I mean, he's a linchpin.
Yeah, I mean, he was just kind of there, and then God damn, killed him off.
Mm-hmm. Not cool. Yeah, they put him in the comics, as a matter of fact, just recently.
Just in time to kill him off in the movies.
Yeah, that didn't make much sense to me, but it means it. You know. It makes sense, but not, you know what I mean?
No.
Well, it makes sense in the thinking that they're called the Avengers. They need to avenge something, so let's cap someone and then they can have someone to avenge. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, but they called it the Avengers Initiative before that, though.
Yes, don't get caught up on the little details
there. Yeah. Jeez, Caleb.
What?
But yeah, it I tell you, it wow, my wife loved it. We went to see it with a couple other people that we knew, and they really enjoyed it. Of course, I wore my Captain America shirt, which they made a couple, I don't know how many years ago, and it's actually several different colors of fabric sewed together in such a way to make it look like his uniform and not just like the shield. And it's really cool. So
yeah, it was super, super well done. Like it was like they looked at all the comic movies that had come before and figured out what worked, and they looked at all, but even more importantly, they looked at what didn't work, and they didn't repeat the errors. Like there were a whole lot of characters in the movie, but they gave each character a little story, a little bit. Like, you didn't end up feeling like any of those characters were wasted or mm-hmm. you know, like they all had a spot to fill. They all had a role. That was cool. It was very, very good.
Oh, and
they're
yeah.
all iconic, just iconic enough that I think even somebody who knew nothing about, who had not seen any of the previous movies, I think, and again, it's really hard for me to be an impartial judge on this question, but mm-hmm. I think that someone could have come in and understood the characters and known who they were without having seen any of the other movies.
Oh, just totally. Mm-hmm.
There's an iconicness to each of the characters. I mean, I think. And again,
totally. That was my wife. She hasn't seen any of the other Marvel movies. She barely knows the characters. She loved the movie. She could totally follow it. She got every, you know, like she whispered to me at one point, "What's the redhead's name?" You know, like, or her code name or whatever. But I mean, that was her only question. And other than that, she followed the movie super well.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That is cool.
Yes.
Yeah, they did a good job of that.
We're ready for the sequel.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they were talking about it second day of the release. I think that they're already working on a script and everything. Unlike they did, you know, hastily did with the Green Lantern movie.
Yeah, that one I still haven't seen, so I can't really comment. But
dude, great reviews. It could have been so good, but anyway.
You should see it. It's not, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a solid 6.
Yeah, I would go with that.
You know, it's definitely just a Redbox, you know, a Redbox dollar rental. There's no question.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought the extended edition Blu-ray myself.
Okay. Yeah. Like the Green Lantern movie, it sounds like they tried to
way too
cram
hard.
Too much or go too far with it. Whereas with the Avengers, they had one story they wanted to tell. Loki comes down, wants to take over the Earth with the googly goos, and the Avengers stop him. And that was all they needed, right? Like they fill it out with a couple of hero on hero fights. They give each character a chance to introduce themselves, and then you get to the big battle, and that was 2.5 hours, and that was plenty.
Mm-hmm.
They trashed the hell out of New York.
Yeah, they did. I think I saw a statistic. I
was thinking that as the movie was going on, I'm thinking, oh, that's not going to be good for the city.
I think I read somewhere they asked.
What about the people that didn't get into the subway? What about all those people, like, just typing up notes, la 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 la, I'm doing my dictation, whoops, I'm out the window. I mean, you didn't get to see any of that, but come on.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, there was a lot of dead people, I'm sure.
I think I read a thing that they estimated it was $360 billion worth of damage.
All right, well, one down, 359 more to go.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have to do a lot of sales to make up for that, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And I guess they filmed some of that in Columbus, Ohio, too.
Well, no one's going to notice Columbus, Ohio, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey! My wife lived around that area at one point.
Not anymore.
No. And she left. That's right.
Yeah, she did.
No one stays in Columbus, apparently. It was shit blew up. I was impressed with the special effects. They were clean. Again, a couple of nitpicks. Like, there's a scene where the Hulk is hanging onto the mouth of the big snake worm one spaceship, and you know, when he pulls it down, it's like, that's, you know, he didn't have any leverage, and I know that that's a comic book thing, but it's like he pulls it to the ground, but he's not using anything to pull it to the ground with, and I was. That distracted me for a couple of seconds, but
yeah,
I had to let it go. I let it go. I was like, okay, I will. I read these things, you know, daily. I should be able to let it go in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's bugging me again. Damn it. Sorry.
So, what else we got to say about
it? I hope that, again, sort of like the idea of them wanting to branch out to other movies, which I hope they don't do with Hawkeye and Black Widow.
From what I remember reading, the 6-picture deal with Mark Ruffalo, one of them is a Hulk movie.
Which I could get into.
I could see them doing a Hulk movie for sure. And they've already got, what, like a Cap sequel planned, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Cap, Iron Man, and Thor will all have.
Yeah, they're already. I don't think they're filming, but they're really close to it, I think. It seems like what I read. And they're planning on the others. I don't know if Natalie Portman will be in.
She's listed on IMDb.
Is she? So, okay.
Yeah.
Because I heard that they changed directors. They fired the other director, and one of the reasons she got into the movie in the first place was because it was a female director.
In the first one? No, it was Kenneth Branagh.
Was it? Oh, that's right, it was. I was reading something about a female director, that she might not be in it because of that. It must be something else I was reading about then.
A chick directing a superhero movie? I know. So.
Yeah, I forgot about Kenneth Branagh directing that.
Yeah. No, there was something with Natalie Portman and being brought in to work with a specific person, and then I remember reading it, but that was a while ago.
Yeah, it was. Because I thought it interesting. Because what they did with her character in the Avengers movie made me – that even reinforce itself in my brain. But apparently I had that wrong too. So.
A little photograph of Natalie Portman. Yeah. Well, my hope is that they don't overfill the second movie with heroes. Like they did, like, you know, your complaint with the Batman movie.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Stuff. And Spider-Man 3. I hope they don't.
Because I heard a rumor that something at the end that they went to film quickly, which was obviously that, you know, chow down session at the end. But
a shawarma scene? Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that it was like going to be a hint to the next Avenger. And
Shawarma Man.
Might have been like the Vision or something, but obviously that's not true.
Well, see, yeah. Now, which characters would you like to see? Because they've already got 6.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to be hard for them to add more, but mm-hmm. obviously the temptation is going to be there to add more.
Oh yeah,
like, and they got to bring in Black Panther. I mean, I mean, no offense, I mean, I'm not usually one to point these things out because I tend to be not necessarily un PC, but I tend to notice this was a pretty white cast.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's true. They could do that. Yeah, Black Panther would be a good one actually if you're going to go that way.
If, I mean, but again, they would have to bring in Wasp and Hank Pym in some form. I mean, that's just.
I would love to see the Wasp and Hank too, but the Wasp, oh, I could totally see her flitting around, changing costumes every scene, being a little party girl.
Who would be a good
and,
Wasp?
Who?
Who would be a good Wasp that would fit that debutante fashionista style? Have to be somebody that could really act, though.
Totally. Yeah, because there's so much more to her than just...
Yeah, she was the leader of the Avengers at one time.
Yeah. I would love to see those two in the movie. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I could totally see the Vision, and Black Panther would be a great addition, too, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they actually...
Super bloated cast.
Well, they had the Human Torch in the Captain America movie, so they could that would be, you know, they could transition to the Vision right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yeah, and they could use some of those other movies to introduce some of these other characters for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Because they've got, you know, like you said, they've got a Captain America 2 in the works. They've got, which I guess will be set in the present, and then they have the Thor 2 movie. I think is in post production or pre production or whatever, and. Iron Man 3 is on the horizon as well. So, yes, you could introduce those characters pretty easily.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Let's see. 2014 is the date for they got on IMDb for Captain America 2.
Well, Thor 2 is next year.
Is it? Wow. Yep. 2013, they have Iron Man 3.
Oh, they're going to have the Enchantress in Thor 2. Cool.
Ooh. Now, that'll be good. That'll be good.
See, then you don't need Natalie Portman because you've already got a love interest.
Oh, yes, it says she's in here, doesn't it? Sif Hogan. Okay. All right, then. yeah, I don't know how Warner Brothers is going to catch up with this.
They shouldn't try. They should just... get a clue that the Batman movies work. Fingers freaking crossed till they break that the Superman movie is good.
yeah, no kidding.
And then just and do the slow burn like Marvel did. They oh my god, we got lucky with Iron Man. Okay, let's do an Iron Man 2. Let's do Hulk. Let's just the slow burn. It's fine. They don't need to try and catch up.
That's true.
Their characters are. Better known to start with. I mean, it's more people know who Wonder Woman is than know who Black Widow is.
Yeah.
If they wanted to do a Justice League movie, they've already got recognition in Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Green Lantern's already had a movie.
Yeah.
So there's half your cast right there. They could conceivably just jump right in without having to introduce a whole lot.
Yeah.
I mean, Aquaman. Who doesn't know Aquaman? Like, whether he's had a movie or not, most people know the guy that talks to fishes.
No, he doesn't talk to fish.
Sorry, New 52. He only eats them.
That's right. Yeah. He batters them and then eats them.
Oh, well, let's see. What else?
I'm of the opinion that DC actually should just stick with the cartoons. They do them better than Marvel does. Oh, yeah. Marvel does the movies better than DC does.
That Young Justice cartoon really kicks ass.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, I'm telling you, I look forward to that every week.
I'm still in season one, so don't...
Spoil a thing, but it's good.
They go 5 years. They do the 5-year gap thing. In the second season.
Okay.
So, it's wild. Though it does link to it.
We will catch up. It's when we have free time. We watch an episode here, an episode there of the first season. And I think we're like episode, like, I don't know, 14 or 15. So, we'll catch up. And
that's when it really starts to like the first, I would say the first five or six or seven are, I don't know, when they're all pretty standalone-y and it was a bit of a slow start for me. Like, it was fine, but it wasn't like I must watch it. But
at the end of the first season, when
they start introducing new characters and they start really playing around with the DC universe, it's written
so well that they should get whoever's writing that, and I've never looked. They need to get him writing a comic. Him or
they do. It's called Young Justice.
They write that comic.
Yep.
I don't think it can't be as good as that as this. You know.
No, the comic book is really good. It's really good. It's actually in continuity with the cartoon, so I think it's a good thought that they. I think it's great that they have the same writers for each because. The tone is the same, the voices are the same, and like I said, there is continuity between the cartoon and the comic book.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah. I have to say the guy that wrote it also wrote or co-wrote or helped to write the first Captain Atom series way back after the Crisis.
Mm.
I think he was involved in that too for a little while. And
I have to look that up.
Greg, what's his name? Greg Weisman, I think.
Mm. Okay.
So good.
Well,
so good.
And we'll catch up eventually, and we'll be like, oh, yeah, we're all caught up. Young Justice, we've watched all our Legions, we've watched all our
I still haven't watched the second season of that.
Of Legion?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I just kind of kept it as a, you know, rainy day, I feel like crap kind of thing. it's kind of funny.
It's incredibly super friendly. It's got that... You know, the same villain pops up all the time. Kind of, oh no, more like Masters of the Universe in a way, actually.
Okay.
Where, you know, it was always.
I need to just copy those to my TiVo and watch them.
You should.
Oh, I just might have to. Oh, I've got them already. I just haven't watched them.
No excuse then.
There is no excuse.
But I would say DC doesn't need to play catch up. They just, you know, do what they've been strong at, which is the cartoons. And, you know, Marvel has yet to put a cartoon out that comes close to rivaling Justice League or Young Justice.
Yeah, I have to admit.
Or a couple of their really good movies that they've done. The Supergirl one.
I haven't seen that one. It's on Netflix. I need to watch it.
Oh, it's great. You know, and all the shorts they do, the Shazam thing that they do.
Oh, yeah, that one was really good. I watched that one. That's good.
Or hell, I mean, Jesus, the Brave and the Bold or the original Batman, the animated series, or Batman Beyond.
We got a new Batman coming up.
Do that.
Yes, new Batman coming on. I don't know if they're going to add it to DC Nation and make this DC Nation longer or what. That would make sense. It's called Beware the Batman, I believe.
Right.
And it's going to be a lot darker.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but they went the opposite direction with Brave and the Bold, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't seen any of the previews for the new Spider-Man cartoon, but if you want to play catch up, Marvel has to play catch up on the animation side then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what else?
What is the next Marvel one? Is it Thor 2 or is it Iron Man?
Well, I was just they had Thor and Iron Man coming out in 2013 according to IMDb. January for Thor and then like I think it was March or May. It was a month with an M in it. Because I just looked it up for Iron Man 2 or 3.
November. Yeah.
Well, it started with an M. Let's put it that way. Is that better?
Yeah, but, I bet.
Yeah, here it is. May 3rd.
We've been remiss. We haven't talked about Ghost Rider. We haven't talked about X-Men 3. Come on.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Well, we'll throw that in there. Ghost Rider, crap. X-Men 3, slightly less crap, but still crap. So there, we're done.
Punisher Warzone.
That was actually better than the first one, I thought.
Was that the one with
Ray Stevens?
With John Travolta?
No, that was the first one was with Thomas Jane and John Travolta was the bad guy. The second one, Punisher War Zone, was with Ray Stevenson, who was also whoever the heavyset Warriors 3 was from Thor. He was
He was Heimdall.
Heimdall. I forget. I don't know those characters offhand. Remember them, but it was the same guy, and he was a lot better Punisher. I thought he was built. He's built to look like the Punisher, but it was pretty much the same. They didn't like do a redo like they've done with Hulk, and I think they were going to do that with Fantastic Four, and I'm not sure, but they did with they're doing with Spider-Man, but it was along the same quote unquote universe. It was just long into his career, I thought it was a lot better. He was a lot more believable as Punisher.
I will look forward to that.
Ghost Rider 2 I didn't see because after the first one. As a matter of fact, I actually got a prize pack when that came out. Somebody had found my blog, the people that made Ghost Rider, and they gave me a bunch of stuff, T-shirts, leather biker wallets, and temporary tattoos, and I was going to do a review of it. And I did a scathing review of it, and I never got contacted by those people again. So somewhere, I still have some of those shirts.
So on Wikipedia, here's what they list. We got Amazing Spider-Man coming out this year. Mm-hmm. The next year it lists Iron Man 3, The Wolverine, and Thor 2. Yeah. And then Captain America 2 and Amazing Spider-Man 2. What? Okay. And Avengers 2.
Yeah.
Okay. So they can cross over, the X characters can cross over with the Avengers characters because what do you call it? No, they can't. Maybe they can't. 20th Century Fox is the X-Men characters.
Yeah, I think they're different companies.
Yes.
Oh, Christ. They can't even, and they,
Sony, we already know that, all, that.
There's all that talk that they can't cross over Spider-Man because of, different studios having the rights to the characters. Oh, and it looks like they can't cross over the Fantastic Four either.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, well, the first Hulk movie with Ed Norton was done by Universal. All the rest of them were done by Paramount.
Wow. Okay, well, hey, unfortunately, it looks like they cannot cross over Elektra either.
Oh, thank God. Now, see, Elektra was really bad. But I like Daredevil, personally. I didn't love it, but I liked it, you know.
I liked it, too. I thought Colin whatever his name was, as Bullseye, was awesome.
Yeah, he was great. Colin Farrell.
Yeah. My
wife's crush.
Yeah. Poor Ben Affleck trying to play catch up with his buddy
Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Yeah, but he ended up with Jennifer Garner, so.
Oh, he wins.
Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So let's see what else.
So there's a good plate of movies. It looks like Iron Man 3 and Thor 2 are out next year, mm-hmm. along with the Wolverine, which I may actually go see because I liked. I like X-Men Origins Wolverine.
See, I didn't see that.
Oh, fun movie. And X-Men First Class was also very fun as well. So.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that either, and I heard it was really good. My wife liked it. She went to see it with went over to somebody's house, and they had played it. So I haven't seen that either.
It's really good.
My mom and dad liked it. My mom really liked it, and actually, she was mad at me for not seeing it. So I'll have to. That's one on my list. I need to watch. So
we're all way behind on our comic book related watching.
Yeah, I was going through. Oh well, that's speaking of which, that's a good time to bring up the new website. Trying in a large effort to get us back on iTunes, I had to make a little sub WordPress blog. So the new URL is talesfromthelinebox.com/the show. And that's where all it is just the podcast. And you can get the new feed iTunes feed, if you iTunes, because we're back on there.
Yay!
If you use the FeedBurner feed that is on the actual TalesFromTheLongBox.com website, that will automatically redirect you if you use that. So you should be fine. All of those will be there. Hopefully the reminder podcast I put in on the old feed, everybody got that and remembers to look. So hopefully
is there a way to add a link to the Facebook page?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I saw that. I was looking at it this morning and saw that it wasn't there, but I'll put that on there. So not a problem.
Quite a heavy traffic there, and an interesting conversation as well.
Why, so. Yes. So interesting and lively that Facebook deletes the comments sometimes.
You know, it's funny. I was reading one thread. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm reading through a thread, and there's all these comments there. And then I jumped to the front page of Facebook because I just wanted to check something out. And then I went back, mm-hmm. and the comment was gone. A couple comments were gone. And so then I was like, shit. So then I moved on. And then I went back a little bit later, and the comments were there earlier.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. And it might be – I know that the iPad app and the phone apps are very flaky. And so if you post on those, it might flake it out. I don't know. But I don't know. I mean, with a free service, it's just going to do whatever the hell it wants to do. Mm. I can't control – I'm not the one deleting the comments. I don't think anybody else can delete the comments. I don't know why they would. Evan Meadow, you know, shout out to him. He seemed to get deleted frequently.
Well, so do mine, and it seems like Paul French has seemed to as well.
Which the best way, if you're one of those Facebook people, one of the currently wait a minute, I don't know how many we got on here. How many?
A little more shy of 90. Like,
oh, 88 members?
88 million.
Yes. if you're one of those people and you're listening, you know, if you subscribe to the emails, those get sent, and once they're out there, they can't be deleted. So you get everything. That's what I do. Because Facebook's blocked at work, and I'm trying to keep track, and I get those emails, and, you know, I just read them. And that way I'm not trying to jump through all the posts. I just get them in chronological, and it keeps adding, you know, you can look at one and see the whole thread, usually.
So, technology.
Isn't it great? let's see. What else? What else? What else are we going to talk about? Are we covered everything?
That's it, man.
So we're agreed. Great movie. Chris, you think it's the best comic book movie to date, right?
I wouldn't say exactly comic book movie, but broader. I mean,
you're gonna say it's best movie ever?
No, I would put it down to the best
right
superhero movie ever. At the very
least, best superhero movie. So, okay. So wait a minute. Hold on. So you're differentiating between comic book and superhero. Okay. All right.
Yeah, because there's for example, The Crow. Right. With Brandon Lee,
yeah,
that's straight from a comic book, and I would put it up there. But that's not necessarily a superhero movie.
Debatable, man.
Yeah, and then you got Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks.
Right.
That's made from a comic book, and it would be up there. I don't know. I guess it's the best. It depends on how you look at it.
Okay.
It's definitely the best superhero movie. For sure.
Okay. Fair enough. I will. Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of splitting hairs there, but you know, I'm trying to little leeway there because a lot of people don't know, especially that Road to Perdition. I bet you know nobody, you know, the average person on the street that's seen that, they wouldn't know that was made from a comic. So, anyway,
I didn't know until after I saw it. So
yeah. Yeah, I didn't either. And like History of Violence was one, and which that was didn't get real big, but it really good movie. Definitely not for kids.
Viggo Mortensen.
Yes. Maria Bello.
All right. yay on the Avengers. I'm damn glad it finally came out. Now it's just time to wait for Dark Knight Returns to come out. And,
God, I can't wait. I'm really interested to see how they do it. Because I think...
June or July.
I'm going to bet July, like for the July 4th weekend.
No, it's not that early, I don't think. Is it?
No.
July 20th.
You have your big movies on the
July 20th. Yeah, you're right, July 20th.
Huh.
Yep. I think what they're going to do is... What do I even want to say?
Yes.
Why not?
I think they're going to merge the No Man's Land story with the, you know, obviously anybody that's seen any previews of it, you see it's Bane, basically.
Sure.
And the No Man's Land story, from what I've seen and just how they do it, how they're showing the city, I think that's what it is. Is the No Man's Land story just, you know, shortened to some degree.
Okay. We shall see. We will know more. I'm sure we'll know the whole plot by the time the movie comes out. And,
crap. Yeah, see, now I hadn't known that. I'd heard a little bit about that. According to IMDb, this takes place 8 years after the last movie.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So Christian Bale ages well. All right.
Yeah. So anyway,
back 8 years ago, I do not look quite as handsome as I do today. No, I'm kidding.
I think I looked pretty much the same. I don't think my face has changed that much, except for the gray hair since I was in high school. That's why I let my beard grow. Because if I completely clean shaven, I get carded. I look so young. He took a little baby.
Yeah, that's rough.
But anyway.
As opposed to the scary-ass Murray. Okay. Ah!
No.
Spend a weekend with seventh graders. They'll
yeah.
They will happily remind you how old and ancient
you are. Oh, well, yeah, I know that. I feel old. My oldest nephew's going into the third freaking grade. Jeez.
Okay, my youngest is starting kindergarten in July. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I got the second one is going into first grade, and the other one's still a toddler, but he's over a year old, and I was there when he was born. We knew she set her date, so we took a week off and was down there for the birth, and I can't believe he's almost over a year old already.
Better than being there when he was conceived, but that's
no, well. No, I'll get into that. There's a lot of drinking involved, and I think. Well, anyway.
Okay. Hey. Well, look at the time.
Yes. Wow. Anyway, let's. If you want to contact us, you can still email podcast@talesfromthelawnbox.com. And if I believe I got it set up right, a copy will go to all three of us. So anyone can remember the other. I think Murray's getting those right.
Sure.
Okay, if not, fix that. now you can go to the new URL, talesfromthelawnbox.com/the show, and you can comment on any episode there, download them, subscribe to iTunes or just the plain old RSS feed. It's the same thing, just different funkiness with the words and stuff. And, you know, anything else you want to, you know, like I said, make comments on any of the episodes or free and open, well, with a little bit of registration. I'm trying to keep the spammers down. But not very many people have seen that yet. It's barely been a week since it's been up. So,
okay.
That's about it. And we will see you next week.
Sounds good.
And we're out.